any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy, located at 150 Marketplace. If you need stress relief but don't have the time, let me bring the therapy to your office. On-site chair massage is a great way to accommodate 1 to 4 employees in an hour session. Therapy will reduce stress, lower blood pressure, relieve muscle tension and pain, prevent occupational stress injuries, and improve morale in the workplace. For more information, go to aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers. They're a one-of-a-kind jeweler in Montgomery, owned and operated by Troop Booth, a family business since 1977. It was started by Troop's grandparents, and he's owned it since 2015. He's the only employee. There's no overhead with other sales or support people. So he's able to do what he does best, and that's give you a fair and honest price for your antique or estate jewelry. If you click on their Facebook or Instagram page or go to their website, heirloomjewelry.com, click on any of the items. This is jewelry that tells a story. Some of the pieces we saw dated back to the 1800s and some even older than that. Fascinating stories behind the jewelry you want to buy or the jewelry you want to sell. Contact Troop. He is an expert. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday 10 to 2. By appointment only. Look at their Facebook and Instagram pages. Read some of the reviews and testimonials. Not to mention you can click on and check out the amazing inventory of antique jewelry on their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive. Call 260-0666.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's March 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of March, 1850, Nathaniel Hawthorne's masterpiece novel, The Scarlet Letter, is published for the first time. The Scarlet Letter is the classic story of adultery and the cruel and severe punishment that every high school English student must suffer when they're forced to read it. Have a great March 16th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The North Dakota Supreme Court has ruled that a state abortion ban will remain blocked while a lawsuit over its constitutionality proceeds. The ban was designed to take effect once the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. But a district judge had put it on hold this summer while the Red River Women's Clinic pursued a lawsuit arguing the state constitution protected a right to an abortion. Poland's president says his country will give Ukraine around a dozen MiG-29 fighter jets. That move would make Poland the first NATO member country to fulfill the Ukrainian government's increasingly urgent request for war planes. Stocks finished higher. The Dow was up 372 points today. The NASDAQ gained 283 and the S&P 500 adding 68. This is SRN News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
We have an expert on banks here.
Well, everyone's losing their crap because the banks are like going out of business or something. I don't know all the details, but I keep seeing the headlines whenever I pick up the paper to read the police blotter. Oh, I just love the police blotter. It helps me to keep track of what my family is up to. Now, I don't really give a crap about the banks. I, you know, never trusted them anyway. That's why I keep all my bingo and lawsuit winnings concealed inside of a brisket in my freezer. Now, I used to put my money in empty Cuervo bottles buried in the backyard, but then my septic tank flooded and there I was, topless and wearing only fishing waders, frantically digging up my cash. Talk about a crap day. Now, okay, y'all, I gotta go. I got a hickey that looks just like a skinny Danny DeVito. So, I'm gonna take a picture of it and see if I can get in the National Enquirer. Again.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. I just got an email that said, Roll Tide. I thought it was, you know, they won in the basketball tournament, but no. Alabama freshman defensive back Tony Mitchell's been arrested on a marijuana possession charge.
Hmm.
So he must have been rolling something other than the time.
What's new? I mean, look, unfortunately, they're all, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You see the guy in Georgia who was part of that incident where two people were killed drag racing in Athens?
Yeah.
He had to pay a $1,000 fine and got 80 hours of community service.
Oh, boy.
So he's really learned his lesson. We are talking with Mr. Right on the Money and Mrs. Right on the Money.
Hey.
I call you that, Hayden. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah. Got my beautiful wife here with me today, everybody.
Yeah.
This is a special day for me. I'm in the studio all the time. We're usually just in here talking shop and business and... But we've got some special stuff we want to talk about today. I'm glad to have my wife Hayden with me.
Hayden, let's talk about your experience, what you have been through, and how this has led you to become involved with Women in Blue.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I was diagnosed with cancer. It was not colon cancer like Women in Blue is, but I was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2020. So I know, you know, the emotional toll it takes and the physical toll. So I was very happy when I was nominated for Women in Blue, happy to take part.
Yeah, it was. Let's just say this, Greg. She's quite passionate about cancer causes and raising awareness and raising money. So
let me ask you a question, if I may. That moment when you go for a test and the doctor gives you that diet. You know, you're very young. You have kids. You have, in so many ways, an idyllic life. And then a doctor comes in with a diagnosis like that. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like for you? When you hear those words, you've got cancer?
Shocking, first of all. I was not expecting that at all. No family history, you know, for me at all. So. Yeah, very shocking, and you just have to kind of take it a moment at a time. Don't jump ahead, and just kind of just take it as it, you know, as it comes, and just really have a strong faith. You know, have a strong faith in the Lord. Have a good support system. I have a wonderful one with my, you know, wonderful husband, children, parents, church family, school family.
By the way, one of the coolest things, it made me cry when I watched it, was the birthday drive-by for you.
Oh yeah.
And I believe that took place while you were going through treatment.
That was a real tearjerker, man, I got to tell you. And, you know, today we're talking about colon cancer, but when you start talking about breast cancer, I got to witness it firsthand. The sisterhood of women is so strong and so powerful, it just blew my mind. And, you know, Yeah, there we were sitting there in the house, and the next thing you know, there's a caravan of just dozens and dozens and dozens of cars of women coming by the front of the house, honking the horn. They've got signs and all this. You know, it's it was really, really special and quite emotional, I would say. Wouldn't you say, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely, because at the moment you're told that, they can give you a prognosis and hope that it works out that way. It doesn't
right.
always do that. And as you said, your faith, your family, your friends, the support you had helped you navigate all of that.
That's correct.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
For somebody who's been through the ordeal you have been through. And what's the latest you've heard from the doctors?
I'm doing really well. I have scans, you know, every 6 months, mm-hmm. and they're clear, and all of my labs are good, so I'm doing really well.
That is so awesome.
So, yeah, and you know, it's resulted in, like I said, a tremendous passion, not just for breast cancer awareness, which she's really, really actively involved in that, mm-hmm. So much so, but that I think that's why the Women in Blue asked her to be, you know, involved mm-hmm. With their campaign against colon cancer, which is why she's here today, to share a little bit about that, because like you were talking about, Greg, anytime you hear those words that you've got cancer, especially like Hayden did, which hers was a really, really nasty one. It was very scary. But this colon cancer thing is really scary as well. I think, you know, you've got some facts on that, honey. I believe it's like the number two killer in the country or something like that.
Yeah, it's the third most common cancer diagnosed in the U.S. and the second leading cause of cancer-related death.
So supporting Women in Blue is a way to help an organization I've been involved with for a long, long time, the Cancer Wellness Foundation.
That's correct, yes.
We did a thing with them at Christmas time. They would get, and this again is a program people had to qualify for. The breadwinner had cancer, could not work. There was no money for mm-hmm. gifts and things. So we would get Christmas lifts, a list from the families, and and then put them out so they could get what they wanted. And it was always fundamental stuff like shoes, you know, mm-hmm. a certain type of clothes and so forth. And we helped them out for many years. And I love the work that they do. And by the way, don't they also facilitate rides for people who can't, if they need treatment up the street here and so
That's
forth?
That's correct, yes.
Is that where you went for treatment?
I did.
I have been there many, many times. And I go, that's where you have to go when I have to do my scary annual exam, you know. But they really run things well there.
I had a wonderful experience at Montgomery Cancer Center. I have nothing bad to say about any of the doctors, nurses, lab techs. They're all positive, wonderful. You know, I still go there for checkups. And
yeah, it's like they totally respect your time. They're very efficient, very mm-hmm. friendly, and they know you're there on a pretty serious mission. So they just have done a phenomenal job training the staff and so forth to make the experience as yeah. pleasant as something like that yeah. can be.
Right.
How many women were chosen this year as Women in the in Blue to raise awareness for colon cancer and, you know, to get out there and hustle doing fundraising?
Yeah, so there's 18 women here in the River region each year. It's been going on for just a few years. And so I'm one of the 18, and I'm raising awareness and doing fundraising this month of March, and also wearing blue every day.
I should have worn something. I've got plenty of blue. Look at me here. I'm looking like the Great Pumpkin from Charlie.
Oh, man, come on. You know, you always look great.
Well, I had that test the other day, and it takes a couple of days to feel like, you know, you're back. And so I just wanted to throw on some comfort.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. But this is awesome that, you know, that Hayden gets to come into a little bit of my world. You know, I'm used to coming in and being with you all, and we have such a good time together. And knowing her heart like I do, that's why I reached out to you and said, Greg, hey, man, I really need your help. And you are always so gracious, especially with causes like this. And so, you know, we're asking the listeners for support today. That's what we're doing. We're asking all the listeners that listen to you or listen to me, you know, please go online, take just a little bit of time, Any amount of money will help. You know, Hayden, like she said, is one of the 18 women in blue, and they're all passionate. She's super fired up about it, and she's trying to really drive fundraising.
We have 2 weeks left.
2 weeks.
It runs through the month, and the website is www.cancerwellnessfoundation.org, and it's on the homepage, Women in Blue. You click on that, look for my name and picture, and it just says donate, and it's very simple. It's just a couple steps.
Hey, it's so simple that I was able to navigate it successfully and make a donation.
There you go. Thank you so much.
And I hope others will, too, because I really believe in the organization and the cause, and we're going to come back and talk some more about this, but it's 4:16 already.
Yeah, let's do that break.
We have some traffic and weather and some local news to get your way here very shortly on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Rosie.
Yes.
I have to call Clark's
okay. And
get my spring tune-up scheduled. Okay. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Yes, I'm a member. We give a membership away every Friday. It's worth $180, and to qualify to win that on the morning show, if you don't want to play one of our fascinating contests, just give Jay your first name and last initial so you can be in the drawing, because that's something that is actually like winning money, because they will save you money with an efficiently running system. And they come out twice a year to give you those tune-ups that will help your... And by the way, they don't look for trouble, but they can spot it. So they may recommend a repair. And with that, if you're a Clark's Club member, you get a discount on parts and labor and save money that way. Then they come back when the weather's ready to turn cooler for a number of months to make sure that your heating system is in good shape as well. Last year, we bought a brand new unit from Clark's. It is a performer. It brought down our electric costs, and I swear... You know, sometimes smokers don't, their sense of smell is a little on the dull side. But the air in the house actually seemed much cleaner and fresher. Not to mention they're incredibly talented plumbers. So partner up with people. You know who to call right away so that something go wrong. They're available to you 24/7, 365 for a member. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, for the most part, we're looking pretty good all over the area. We do have a little bit of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge. Fairview Avenue's busy. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, got a little traffic headed outbound. We are very busy on Highway 231 at the River Bridge and Redland Road red lights. Had a big backup of traffic there. Looked on the cams. Don't really see an accident anywhere. It just seems to be real heavy traffic. Buckle up. Be safe. No major problems anywhere at the moment. We will keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook, Wendell J. Skywatch traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through March 21st. USDA boneless pork chops, $1.95 a pound. USDA chuck tender beef roast, $3.99 a pound. Get Cook's butt or shank hams, $1.96 a pound. The 24-pack Deer Park spring water, $4.23 each. The 14-ounce package traditional or Cajun brine smoked sausage, 2 for $5.50. 56-ounce size assorted flavors, classic Mayfield ice cream, $2.94 each. And a gallon of Surefine milk, only $3.94. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the CasinoVerse app.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes ahead as a storm system approaches. Tonight, we're dry. Clouds on the increase. Milder. Becoming breezy. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Kind of a breezy day with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, ending by late Friday night. Then colder, low 40. Then on Saturday, a big temperature change again. Breezy, chilly. Highs only in the mid-50s. We're back to the 30s on Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Who's seen that guy just says bull? Thank you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I was going to do something really special from a production standpoint.
I was counting on it.
Yeah, well, I can still do it because you've had a lot of calls about it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a wagon train in town, and we've had a lot of calls. That's for the rodeo.
Yeah, SLA.
And their route is 231.
And they're coming into downtown.
Into downtown.
Yeah.
So if you should see one of those magnificent horses, give them our best. You're welcome. 423, for the next couple of moments, though, we have Brant McDonald in the house along with his beautiful wife, Hayden, and we are trying to bring attention to you to help the women in blue. And as you said, this is kind of a, you're all survivors, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
No, not all survivors, just 18 various ladies in the community.
Oh, okay.
They all do have a huge connection to someone in their family, a loved one who suffered, you know, with cancer.
Right.
Obviously, Hayden has been through it with her breast cancer, but yeah, she's pretty passionate.
Well,
about
I've had a couple of people who would like me to post the link. So
okay, great.
I am going to do that now. Let's see.
Yeah, this is great. So if you know, while Greg's working on that, I tell everybody out there listening, if you go to Greg's Facebook page and find this link, because we got a friendly little competition, don't we, honey?
Yes.
going on between these 18 women in blue, all trying to hit their goal. And as I was saying earlier, every single little bit of money counts. You know, $10, $20,
absolutely,
$5,000 if you're so inclined. But just go to Greg's page. You'll see it here in just a minute, and you can click the donate button. And help out the Women in Blue and the Cancer Wellness Foundation, and help Hayden reach her goal. So we appreciate it, don't we, hon?
Absolutely, yes.
Hang on a second.
What is your goal, Hayden?
5,000.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Time to crank out the Key Lime Pie Factory, right? And get that going again.
Yeah. Hey, we should have thought of that. If I was smart, we could have already hit the goal if we'd been using the Key Lime Pies.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard, Brad McDonald saying, if I were smart. We all know better than that. So let me just click through the process, sir. And, of course, we want you to help the organization. I have been involved with them literally since my first year here. So you click on the link on my Facebook page, and that takes you to the page featuring Hayden, who you should really see. This is a woman who has beaten this thing, survived it, and I hope would inspire others who may have gotten diagnosed or are facing treatment to say, you can get through this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to... Can I make another $25 donation?
Oh, Greg.
I did $100 the first time.
You've already donated.
Thank you, Greg.
Oh, no, I'm happy to do it. This is important stuff. You know, here's the thing, too. It's like we talked about it when I first became aware of the Women in Blue Project, but we have not had an opportunity to discuss it in the detail like this. And again, I want to reiterate, this is, life is karma.
Mm-hmm.
When you know... God forbid you should ever need the Cancer Wellness Foundation to help you if you're battling the disease, but a couple of bucks goes a long way. I'm just a big believer in karma, and we hope that you will.
And every penny that goes to this foundation goes toward local patients, all in Central Alabama.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they provide a wide array of services over there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it's just, we got to make sure that they have the resources they need to help people. So the link is on my page, and I hope you will click it, pull it up, and help us out. Help us with, I think, is a very worthy goal today.
Yeah. I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the listeners, you know, tuning in and enduring us talking about this. It's a big deal. Obviously, and
we're gonna do our regular phone thing with you, right?
Absolutely, Homer. I hate to, you know, be so depressing, but everybody's looking at the news and
God, you know what? I opened the show with this today. Cool. They remembered my information, which makes my job a lot easier here. That would be Gregory Benjamin Bedell.
Yeah, but don't give your card number out over the air.
Oh, no.
It's or not, the CVC code.
It's not like there's a lot. Okay. Click donate now. The thing spins, and you are a winner.
There we go.
There you go.
Greg, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very kind.
Happy to do it.
So everyone listening, please do as Greg just did. You can go to his Facebook page. You'll find it right there. You click the link. You'll see Hayden, my gorgeous wife. You'll be able to then click the Donate Now button and help her reach her goal.
Gorgeous is an understatement. And you know what? It's like some people, and I understand this. I had a friend, a guy. Sure. Who had to go to the breast cancer center for a test. Fortunately, negative. But when the doctor sent him over there, it's like, I can't believe this is happening to me. You know, I think about 17% of breast cancer patients are men. Nobody thinks it can happen. And the mental trauma.
Right.
Just knowing that you've got this to deal with and then having to go through the rigors, you know, with all the billions and trillions this country throws away on people who don't appreciate it and getting involved in things we have no business being involved in. You would think if we directed that kind of money towards curing cancer,
right,
we might be there.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, we've made progress on a lot of it, but we don't want progress. We want cures. We want the day to come when somebody says, you've got cancer, whatever type it is,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna give you this, and then you'll be fine.
Like the what was the doctor on Star Trek? He would just kind of...
Yeah.
And you're just healed of everything.
That would be great. That would be great.
Greg, we really appreciate the time, buddy. Truly.
Oh, man.
It's great to see you. I mean, you've had your own little hospitalization and issues going on.
Well,
and
that's why I wanted to make a donation today. I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
Look at me. I am the picture of health. Shut up. Doing my best. So, by the way, one more question. How long is this campaign, the Women in Blue campaign, going on?
It's the month of March.
Month of March. All right, we're halfway there, and we'll stay on it. And if you want, we can do a phone visit or something before the end of the month around the morning show, too.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to get them involved and help a really tremendous organization, the Cancer Wellness Foundation. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'll look forward to chatting with you in about probably 45 minutes.
Yep.
And we'll share some news.
I know.
We'll just call it news.
With everything going on.
I don't know that it's going on. Great news or horrible news.
Greg, I just got a text from the golf course where they're doing the Women in Blue Scramble. And so maybe we can get this flyer up, too.
Sure.
Okay.
They're
hosting a tournament. Let me see. It is Thursday, March 30th.
Oh.
Yeah.
What time of day is that?
3:30? 11 a.m.
Oh, I only missed by 4.5 hours.
Yeah. It's Aerostuck.
Arrowhead.
Well, it says Aroostook. That's what it says.
Aroostook.
Of course.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I'm not too.
Well, we'll figure it out. No big deal.
We'll figure all
that out. But technically, I could play in something like that and get back here in time, do a little strip mining in between shows.
Yeah, that's right.
Golf. Because that's always so good for my disposition when I play well. Thank you both for being here, and we'll stay with you on this through the end of the month. Help the Women in Blue, and it's on my Facebook page right now, folks.
All right, Greg. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you in about 45 minutes.
All righty. Yeah. God, that's the other universe we're going to be dealing with today.
Yeah,
and that's
I know.
Too pleasant. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's talk about New Look Decorating. We love them. It's, I'll tell you, the whole experience, not just the products you need, but the decor advice and the enthusiasm and the staff they have. And I got to tell you, Brett Lannon, I know you listen to the show, but I would really like to get you in here because we're about to launch our new look for our house, and we're starting on the outside and working our way in. And Brett and his color coordinators at the team at New Look have helped Roz pick the colors she wants. Me, I'm just a bystander on this. I just want her to be happy with how everything comes out. New Look Decorating Center, authorized Benjamin Moore retailer, specializing in both exterior paint and stain supplies, but so much more than that. It's not a paint store. It's much more than a paint store. And wallpaper as well, but it's the staff, like second-generation owner Brian Carr and Brett Lanham, who is just an absolute blast to work with. I want to get him here to sidekick a show one of these days. He has been... started out with a construction background. He's been a pigment engineer since 2012. Jordan, Katie, and Beth, these are all people that will help you achieve the perfect new look for whatever part of your home it is that you decide to improve with great top-notch products. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway. You can reach out by phone at 271-0007. And when you stop by, it's so easy because there's a signal there. It's at Bell Road and Atlanta Highway. So you even have your own private traffic signal to get in and get out of New Look Decorating. We're at 434. Impact has some big stuff coming up. We're going to be talking to them in a moment. Right now, let's get the latest on the roads.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, a little earlier, we had what authorities are calling an incident on the River Bridge. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, headed to Montgomery on Highway 231, we've still got a good bit of traffic at the River Bridge and moving into Montgomery now. Some of it was bottlenecked for a couple of minutes. So watch out there. We've also got a good bit of traffic 85 southbound, South Union up to the 65 merge. Traffic is building all over the area. Really busy on Troy Highway outbound and the Hartburn Highway, Taylor Road from Vaughan up to I-85. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Car sounding a bit rough? You know what's great? If your car engine is not performing the way you'd like, or the light comes on and says, check the oil or the filter, or just check engine light, it's great to have a place to know where to take it as soon as something like that happens. And for so many people here in the River Region, that place, with three locations, is Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and customer service that makes it so easy to keep your car maintained. Not to mention that when you need tires, they're the place to go for a wholesale price on a tire and a price that always includes installation. If you need a ride to your office or back to your house, just ask. Whatever it takes to facilitate the maintenance of your car, Don Duncan would love to do it. They do it from Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's on the hill up there. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, that's ideal. And Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Brian McMahon with Turfstalkers. Within a few months of advertising with Blue Water, our customer base doubled. If you're looking for similar results, we highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
1819 News.
Banking woes in California are apparently affecting a Birmingham-based bank. Regions Financial Corporation has now seen a 6.9% drop in their stock prices starting this past Wednesday. Regions is one of the banks that falls within the range of review coming from the Federal Reserve when it comes to meeting capital and liquidity requirements. The Federal Reserve is assessing firms with $100 billion to $250 billion in assets. This comes after both Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in California collapsed last week and have now been taken under the control of federal regulators. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
A Selma man is behind bars as the suspect in a string of burglaries. Police staked out an area following some tips that came in on the dozens of burglaries happening at Houston Park. 38-year-old Robert Sanders was arrested Wednesday morning. Police say that Sanders was caught on several home security cameras, and the thefts were in order to support a drug habit. A new 120-acre whitewater rafting park in Montgomery is going to be up and running by this summer. Construction is now reported at 85% completion for the project. When it's done, a 90-minute rafting trip will involve four laps around the park with man-made whitewater channels. The $65 million whitewater rafting park will be located near Interstate 65 and Maxwell Air Force Base. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market,
Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes ahead as a storm system approaches. Tonight, we're dry, clouds on the increase, milder, becoming breezy, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Kind of a breezy day with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, ending by late Friday night, then colder, low 40. Then on Saturday, a big temperature change again, breezy, chilly, highs only in the mid-50s. We're back to the 30s on Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Not to sound an alarm here, but that grass is going to start growing faster than you think. John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Be prepared with the reliability and performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control and excellent cut. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Last day we really play this.
Five tigers, catamounts, Nittany lions, two cougars, bobcats, bison, bruins, bears, panthers, and hoosiers, sun devils, blue devils, horned frogs, crimson tide, friars, and islanders, two gales, and the knights, red hawks, jayhawks, and hawkeyes, raging Cajun Aztecs, fight the Illini, four wildcats, who the hell are the Norse? Figure it out, there's still 33 more. Spartans, raiders, Trojans, boilermakers, and musketeers, terrapins, paladins, huskies, rams, cavaliers, longhorns, antelopes, double lackeys, and broncos, golden eagles, twice, golden flashes, cyclones, and gauchos, four bulldogs, two owls, blue jays, mountaineers, volunteers, hurricanes, Razorbacks, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Business Spotlight. This is about fun.
Yeah.
The fun business and things that are happening at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. And Sam Smith is in the house.
How's it going, Greg?
To bring us good news, I am actually, for somebody on the brink of death, feeling pretty well.
No, you look
not.
Pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Rosie always comes in and says I'm exaggerating. I have no legitimate explanation for that.
When did you become such a drama queen?
Exactly.
Working with Susan Woody, it's contagious. So, what is happening at Impact as we get ready to look forward to? It's almost spring.
It is, and we've got a lot of great shows coming up. We're really excited about next Thursday. We've got the Mavericks Country Band out of Nashville, and they're coming in. April 6th, we've got a band that's kind of a gospel supergroup called Brothers of the Heart. Has Jimmy Fortune in it from the Statler Brothers, if you remember those. Some of our older
listeners. The Statler Brothers. Yeah, I even have one of their songs in here. Do you remember these?
Yeah, exactly.
Good nostalgia stuff.
Yeah. And then April 15th, we've got the Black Jacket Symphony guys coming in with the Tom Petty Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And those tickets are going really fast. So if you want to go, you need to go to the box office. Tracy Lawrence, country superstar, April 20th. Blues Traveler, which is coming May the 5th. That's something new that we've never had here in Montgomery. They haven't been here in a while. They were really big in the mid-late 90s. And then we announced just this past Monday that singer-songwriter, guitarist Grace Potter is coming. And so we're real excited about that. And that's May 14th. And then I think everybody knows that we talked about the Beach Boys coming on May 17th, and that's going on right now. So that's a really huge show for us.
I got to ask a favor.
Sure.
In the 80s, I emceed a bunch of Beach Boys shows with Mike Love.
Yes.
And this is one of the things, I was fairly new in the business then, and they would come in around spring break time, and they would actually perform on the beach. And we did a show with them, I think it was in 81, and then they came back the next year, and Mike Love came up to me and said, "Hey Greg, how you doing?" And I was just blown away because these guys meet thousands of people.
Sure.
How he remembered me, I mean, I'm look familiar, but I just thought, wow, that is the coolest thing.
That is cool.
And so we worked together at least a half a dozen times in the 80s, and I would love to say hello again if I can.
We will test this theory out when he comes in May.
It would be interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Does this guy look, and celebrities hate that when you do that. Yeah, sure. I'm looking up the Mavericks.
Yes.
Because if I'm not mistaken, I did 1 year in country music as a jock, and I really liked them.
Yeah, Raul Malo is a fabulous singer and very reminiscent of a Roy Orbison type singer.
Yes.
And he's in a lot of demand, not only when he's not singing with his group, the Mavericks, he has a solo career, but he also does a lot of backup stuff, similar to what Vince Gill does. You know, Vince Gill is a superstar, but you can get him to sing on your record in Nashville, and he'll sing backups for you, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's even helped the Eagles out, I think.
That's right, yeah. Things. Yeah, he's a full-fledged member now, so.
When did the Beach Boy tickets go on sale?
They went on sale this past Friday, so you can get them now at Ticketmaster.com. impactonline.org, or you can call our box office 481-5100 and they can fix you up.
And I have in my hand some tickets which you cannot win this afternoon.
Yeah,
but see, we have a thing here. We have to go through upper level manglement.
Sure.
To make sure that all the things are buttoned down.
Oh, absolutely, we have that at Impact as well.
We love believe me, we love having concert tickets.
Sure,
to
yeah.
give away.
Well, like I said, you know, I brought you some Mavericks tickets and some Beach Boys stuff, so I'm sure your listeners will stay with you and get a chance to win those.
I am sure that there will be great excitement at the chance to win some Mavericks tickets.
They're already salivating.
So we will let you know. We will not keep you in suspense too much longer. Anything long range that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we've got some shows coming up in July. We announced about 2 weeks ago, Kenny Wayne Shepherd's coming July the 19th. And so that's a pretty big deal, too. He's been here before, but it's been a while. And Alan's working on some shows deeper in the season. We just can't let the cat out of the bag yet, but we've got some really big shows coming up in the fall.
That's what's cool, is the working on the long term. And, of course, every time Impact comes up, somebody inevitably asks if I know when Styx, the rock group, is going to be in town. And I finally got to see them at Impact. And,
right.
You know, I remember Tommy Shaw talking about what, like, one of the best venues that they ever play is Impact. And have you heard similar reactions from other performers as they've come in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we try our best to provide for these artists when they come to town, because they're our customers. And so we have a good relationship with most of them. I don't think you'll hear anything bad about us out the interwebs.
One of my favorite shows that I've attended there was the Happy Together tour a few years ago. I think that was pre-COVID.
Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wrote a magazine column about it. Chuck Negron, he's like in his mid-70s, I think, at that point, 76 years old, and he comes out and he does Eli's Coming by 3 Dog Night, which is a high energy song if you're just listening to it, and he knocked it out of the park. And then afterwards he says, well, you may notice there's, and I thought it was like a mic cord,
right?
And he says, just want to let you know that this is oxygen. And the place went nuts.
That's funny,
because he put on such an amazing performance.
Sure.
With that so-called limitation. It was just absolutely phenomenal.
You know, we had Charlie Daniels a few years ago, right before he passed, and he was giving it all, and he would sing, and he would have to sit down and rest a minute and then get back up and sing. And so we see a lot of that, especially with our older artists, but it's just such a great treat for us to still be able to enjoy these people while they're here with us.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Anything else that we want to... Oh. Was that kid show in town, the Bluey?
Yeah, Bluey is, I don't have the date in front of me, but it's, I believe it's the end of May.
Oh, okay. Bluey. Yeah. Yeah. One of my clients who has two little ones is going to be going to that.
You would not believe how popular that is.
Oh, I think.
I mean, our kid shows are just, you know, off the hook. They really are.
How about the game shows and stuff that have come in? I haven't had a chance to attend those shows. But.
Yeah, we've done the Price is Right traveling show. I think Alan's working on a, I just drew a blank. Wheel of Fortune. I think we're looking at that in the fall, so that may be a possibility.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Another thing that I think you might like that we've been working on, this will be probably in September, October, but we're working on a Linda Ronstadt experience.
Oh,
and
well,
so
I would love that.
You know, we like to do a lot of tribute shows at Impact, but we don't want to get crazy with them. And so this is something we haven't really had. And so we're going to make that announcement probably in another week or so. It'll be for the fall. But young lady, Tristan McIntosh, she was an American Idol finalist. And she does Linda Ronstadt, and they dress up, and it's every song she's ever done, and it's really incredible. So we're excited about that. So that's kind of something that's happening this fall that's going to be different that we've never done before.
One of the best concerts I ever attended, and this is in the era before sound systems became so sophisticated where they can adapt to the environment.
Sure.
It was at an outdoor racetrack way south of Chicago in the middle of nowhere. And it's the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt together on a perfect summer night with no wind. And, you know, as close as I could get, it was like 60, 70 yards from the stage. But the audio was magnificent, and what a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know that if it wasn't for Linda Ronstadt, there may not have ever been an Eagles.
Right.
You know, the Glenn Frey and Don Henley got together, met, and a few weeks later became the backing band for Linda Ronstadt's first album and went out on tour with her.
You ever watch some of those great documentaries like Echoes of the Canyon?
Absolutely. Laurel Canyon, all that stuff.
Those stories are... I got to spend a little time out there. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this 30 or 40,000 times on the show, but I actually work for Styx.
Styx!
And their manager, after the first guy who was a thief, after they finally got out of that deal, he lived in the canyon. So whenever I was out there on the West Coast working for A&M Records, I got to travel. That's such a different world.
Yeah.
Such a different world.
You know, it's funny. You're talking about Tommy being at Impact. Every time he comes, you know, there's hundreds of people that will try to make their way in and come in the back door or try to get to the bus and stuff. And I think Alan Sanders' answer is, if you're friends with Tommy, you have his cell phone number, you need to give him a call or go buy a ticket. So, you know.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's funny. In a somewhat similar vein, there are athletes who could easily sign and get paid with a team that's in the area where they live.
Sure.
But they live far, they play in a team that's far away from their hometown because of the demands that are made when somebody wants a ticket. There's almost like an entitlement mentality with some folks in that regard.
And that's very true. Especially the music business.
I've known a lot of Tommy's friends. They're not that kind of people.
No.
But I get it. I get it why, you know, Alan would do that. Sam Smith, it's so great to have you in.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you're welcome back anytime, man. We love knowing what's happening. And by the way, if you hear any news, there's one, this is going to sound so out of it. There's one artist I would love to see that I never got to see perform when they were in their heyday, and that's Tommy James.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Tommy James is still...
Are they still touring?
And the Shondells.
I think it's just him.
Is it?
Yeah, when you get to be as big as Tommy James...
Well, you know, there's a lot of shows out there like that. We had an elderly lady the other day buy a ticket for the Beach Boys and wanted to trade it in for Herman's Hermits. And I just let her know. I said, I don't think Herman's Hermits even tour anymore. So, a lot of those shows are still going. And you know, Alan's working hard. He's bringing things in. So that's a possibility, you know. I'll mention to the boss.
Please. And thank you so much. And once again, I have tickets for the Mavericks and the Beach Boys that we will be giving away soon. That's all I can say right now. Thanks for bringing those. For
anytime, my friend.
All righty. Take care.
All right, bud.
I think now at 4:54, this should be, and here it's always the risky click of the day, this should be the Wall Street Business Report. If it's not, then I beg your forgiveness.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks rallied after a group of big banks offered a lifeline to the bank Wall Street had zeroed in on its hunt for the next victim in the industry's struggles. The S&P 500 jumped 1.8%, erasing earlier losses following reports that First Republic Bank could get help or sell itself to another bank. This week has been a whirlwind for markets on worries about banks that may be bending under the weight of the fastest set of hikes to interest rates in decades. The Dow was up 372 points today to finish at 32,246. The Nasdaq gained 283 to 11,717. The S&P 500 added 68 points to 3960. New York oil rose 74 cents to $68.35 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Thousands of tech job layoffs.
pressures on smaller banks, the rising federal deficit, and fears of a recession can only mean one thing. Betting on March Madness. Legalized sports betting is booming, and this is your big chance to finally get out of debt. So join the 68 million other suckers and waste your remaining dollars on the possibility of beating the Vegas odds. Good luck, and see you in line at the soup kitchen.
Oh, man, you know, we've had people in that have lifted our spirits, like Hayden McDonald with her success story and Sam Smith from Impact with all that's going on there. And then I open up an email, and I got to look at the putts. He's called the second gentleman. That would be Camel Toes.
Doug Inhofe.
Or as they call her on LibertyDaily.com, Chlamydia Harris. Comparing hate. Here it is. This is their simpleton way of dealing with anything that they don't like. It's hate. And I'm sorry, but all speech is free speech, including what you deem hate speech. But look who he's focused on here. You know, this is sick.
So I wish I didn't have to take this on, but we have all seen the uptick in anti-Semitism and violence, the uptick in hate against all communities, not just...
Yeah, and I've been totally dishonest about where that's coming from.
...as Jews, and I, you know, with the help of the president and the vice president, really pushed me to get more engaged. And so the trip to Auschwitz, and if you haven't been to a concentration camp, it's a devastating experience. Like, it's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Now, we're not disagreeing with this part. Mm-hmm. It's what he compares Auschwitz to that's going to piss you off.
And we went in there to memorialize International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and then I met with leaders in Poland and in Germany to talk about how we can combat hate and anti-Semitism. I also met some Ukrainian refugees who were there, and we need to support them. And I met one woman who was saved in the Holocaust in Germany, settled in Ukraine, and is now a refugee again back in Berlin, where she originally left as a Jew in the Holocaust. So you can't, these are the stories that are happening out there.
Yeah.
And so this stuff is so important. This hate is interconnected. You see it in the discourse in the country right now. You see it in the divide that we have, and that just going to the school meeting, you see that hate that is out there.
Hey, asshole or asshat. That's not hate. That's parents that don't want drag queens with their ass in their kids' face reading stories. I hate it, and I'm not embarrassed to say it. So quit trying to compare your Great American Freak Show to a situation where 6 million people died. This is sick. Somebody should walk up and bitch slap him for a comparison like that. Honest to God. This is what the world is up against, this level of brain deadness. School board meetings. Yeah, that's how Hitler got started, right? Ooh, that just... Well, as Jay Scott would say...
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Well, mine would shatter right now. They're that cold. That is just inappropriate, incorrect, invalid. School board meetings. See, they don't want parents at school board meetings. They don't want parents to know, look, every single classroom in this country in a public school should be accessible to a parent through video monitoring. We have the technology to do it, and parents that really care should know what their kids are being taught. 57 different genders and all this other BS. Cut the crap. I will give him credit, though. He has to sit around and listen. Maybe that's why he looks so bitter.